As you approach Columbia Theater, a tiny ticket booth greets you. Crammed inside of it, a slightly creepy-looking mannequin dressed in a red usher uniform. No tickets to sell today, but the Columbia Club is working towards a dream that members of the community can, once again, someday, line up beneath Columbia's majestic marquee to see a show.
Today is work day at the Columbia Theater.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you? Good to see you.
Darlene Mazzone and Landy Bryant Green of the Columbia Club join a handful of other volunteers who donned work clothes and masks to lend a hand.
Can we do a quick tour? Tell us what we're looking at?
Yes.
Laid out in tiny piles in the entranceway are the few original black marquee letters salvaged from previous cleanups, and just enough to create some clever phrases like coming soon.
Oh, wow.
The lobby is compact.
Immediately the eye goes up.
Sight lines take the eye up to an oval-shaped cutaway to another lobby on the second floor.
The second floor balcony.
Offices and restrooms are tucked in along the walls.
Concession stand.
Where there was once a concession stand sits a barren yellow space.
Without the work lights in here, it's just pitch black, isn't it?
Yeah.
The real marvel of the theater, the thing that takes your breath away, is the auditorium.
Really, I love bringing people in here that have never been here before. I know you guys have. It's like when you, watch your favorite movie with somebody who hasn't seen it before. You know what I mean?
I haven't brought a person in here so far that hasn't stood still when they hit the entry door and just went,
in awe.
Oh, my gosh. From the outside, people who haven't been in here, mm-hmm. young people, have no idea, I think, of the massiveness of this interior. And then people my age who went to movies here just are just astounded to get back in here and go, oh, yes, I remember.
As Landy Bryant Green explains, it's like stepping into the 1930s.
Is this Art Deco style that we're looking at?
It is a Scora style.
And 50s.
Two brothers. The original style is Adamesque that's under it. You can still see that.
And 70s.
This was added, I think, in the 60s or 70s.
It's massive. Decorated in a patchwork of plastered-over designs and then left dormant for years. The ornate gold and silver embellishments around the stage are from one era.
A lot of people call it lipstick, which
lipstick.
I love. Yeah, adds a little lipstick to the building.
The eagle ornaments on the walls from another. The ceiling, originally an elaborate stained glass, had been painted over with an offensive grayish-green color.
Above, right here, originally is some beautiful stained glass that got painted over.
Which is just too painful to think about.
If you shine a light from the other side, you can kind of see where it was.
What's the design of it?
I'm not sure. Randy might know.
This space goes pretty far back. There seems to be a lot of seats in
here. There are hundreds of seats in surprisingly good shape facing the stage, which currently displays an old fire curtain. Restoring this curtain is one of Columbia Club's top priorities. It depicts what looks like boats coming into the New York Harbor and the Statue of Liberty magnificently standing above a giant hole carved out of the curtain long ago.
I don't know exactly why they did that. They did have a speaker coming through there. But that's the next step, is to get that's the original fire curtain from 1927, is to get that restored.
However, you can have your name on it if you would like to
have your name on it.
We can share it with someone, there are lots of options.
Looking back into the house from the stage, a black wall covers what used to be a balcony.
Blocked off, that's the balcony, because that was the segregated seating.
High up and in the back.
And when that wasn't needed anymore, they, I think, decided to make it a second screen.
Workers recently uncovered a wooden staircase in front of the stage.
Which they just uncovered. It had been blocked off.
Covering what was once an orchestra pit.
That's what that big pile of wood is about.
Oh, wow.
That we're going to take to the dumpster.
We clear a pile of the scrap wood. Now onto moldy burgundy curtains that once parted to reveal the opening act perform their final number into the dumpster out front. Standing on the stage, a few colorful lights adorn the open space above, connected to a complex light board off to the side. Here, the back door has been propped open to push out the musty, dusty air. There's a fair amount of asbestos, so I put on my face mask before venturing into the basement to speak with Darlene Mazzone.
Some narrow steps. Let's see what Darlene's doing down here. It's about the closest thing to a spooky catacombs you'd find in Western Kentucky. Oh, wow. Standing in the basement, it's even harder to breathe down here.
It looks like a machine factory down here with scattered pipes, gears, paint cans, and wires everywhere.
Old tools and odds and ends, metal pieces here and there.
Neon tubes hang in the rafters, coffee cans stacked against the wall.
Some shelves that have old lights.
Calendars from the 1970s and 80s tacked to the doors.
And this one is a 1984. Was that the last time the theater was open?
It was about 85, I think, yeah, when they closed. So that would have been...
There are dressing rooms strewn with odds and ends.
You look into those old dressing rooms and you can almost feel like an actress...
Yeah.
Getting ready for a show.
Where a vaudeville act rehearsed their lines.
Oh, it's a little muddy. Yeah.
In the deepest, darkest part of the basement sit two massive boilers.
You can sort of smell the coal.
Winter at your own risk.
These giant behemoths once fed on the coal shoveled from the room next over.
They hauled the coal up from the street level.
They look like old train engines here underneath the Columbia. What's this here? Is that...
Probably what you don't want to touch.
Oh, okay. I shouldn't have touched it.
I think that's probably what that is.
There's no air conditioner.
No.
Is there? I'm sweating bullets.
Yeah. It's very warm down here, Matt. In fact, I
might need to step upstairs for a sec.
Yeah, I need to check manual
labor. We emerge for a brief breath of fresh air before taking a look at the second floor.
Second floor has sort of a reddish, gold floral pattern. Some rooms off to the side, looks like storage. Oh, a sign that says manager's office. Oh, he's out today.
Beyond the ornate floral-designed lobby sits a remarkably large second theater, seating more than 200.
It's like a different theater altogether.
A barrier in the seats separates the segregated area, complete with a side entrance from the street and separate bathrooms.
Only lights up here are work lights that cast really tall shadows on the wall.
Standing in the highest, farthest, darkest corner, it actually felt cathartic, tearing frilly yellow drapes off the wall and tossing them over the balcony railing to be taken outside.
Hurling the old curtains over the balcony.
Stepping back onto the main stage for one final time before it was curtains for cleanup day, and looking out to the rows of seats, you get a sense of local history and nostalgia.
We saw a movie up there.
It was 78, I think.
Yeah.
What movie?
Was that the last one?
It was Star Wars. It was first released.
I mean, we found it. Beth DeVilla is the lady who owns Ground Floor Shoes here in town, saw Gone with the Wind here when it was issued.
With enough community support, this space could actually come to life again.
She said, so when are we going to be able to see movies at the Columbia? And I went, any day now. Any day.
With people who have a vision.
My mind goes crazy thinking about
the potential.
Right,
so you could have a cartoon and kids upstairs.
Yeah.
And you could have an author downstairs or
exactly.
A band. Or,
yeah. A passion.
Oh,
I know.
Can we talk about it?
I'm so excited.
And money.
Do you have $500,000 you can give us?
Or $1 million.
Or a whole
whatever.
Revitalization isn't easy, and restoration takes time. But with hard work and helping hands, progress is being made.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
I'm Matt Mark Graff in Paducah.
Paducah. Paducah, if you wanna, you can rhyme it with bazooka, but you can't poo-poo Paducah. That's another name for paradise. Paducah, Paducah, just a pretty little city in Kentucky.